Right, so in this episode, I want to talk to you about what am I talking to you about? Being genuine, that's it. And just being yourself and not being arrogant. And I'll give you a couple of examples. I'm just moving my footstool in the background so you can hear me kicking. That's what that is. Where to start? Okay, so with my line of work, I do work with people off the telly. Films, whatever, singing, songwriting, all that, right? And I always say to them, drop the ego, drop the arrogance straight away. And I think I've told you this story before, but I'll repeat it because I have done that many poddies. So basically, I did a mate a favour when I was a bit younger, and he said he was like the Simon Cowell of the cruise ships in the sense of not well known, but in the sense of that's what his job was to judge talent for the cruise ships. And my job was to go and collect the artists from the trailers and bring them on stage. I think you call it a runner or something. It was just a few days, if that, and it was just, I don't even know what was going on, but he was a man down. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I was getting paid, so I thought, why not? And well, I'd never experienced attitude like it. You had these pop stars who were like big in the day. We're talking like 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Like this would have been 20 years ago. So in the 70s, basically, something like that, right? I ain't mathing today, no way. So it's, we're talking 70s, 80s vibes. And they would bitch about me while I was stood there. And I used to think, well, that's stupid. Because, like, basically, it's my mate who's doing the judging. So naturally, he's going to ask who's the ball ache. Who's the headache? And I'll say, oh, trailer number three, nightmare. Arrogant, knobhead. And then they wouldn't get the job because who wants a dick on a cruise ship, right? Who wants to get stuck for a week with someone who's an absolute diva? What you can do, throw them overboard? So I just thought there was a real level of stupidity that came with ego. And even to this day, I won't work with certain people. There's two reasons why I won't work with you. One of the reasons is a nice reason, and the other one is not. So I'll tell you the nice reason. So if you've ever kind of wanted to do work with me on a coaching basis, and I've kind of like deflected it or kind of gone, oh, no, this is, it's because I already believe in you. I already know that you don't need my help. Like you're going to do it by yourself. And I've assessed that. In my own, experience, really, I've assessed that, I think it would be important for you to get you there. So that's why I'm not a money grabber. I'm not going to capitalize on you needing me if I feel like you don't. And the second reason why I won't work with you is if you're really arrogant. Like, I've turned down a few actors recently because I'm just like, no. I can feel them being very fake. I can feel them being very like, bigging me up. And I just think this isn't real. You don't know me well enough to be able to compliment me in that way. Like, you don't. And I don't like it. Like, we're here to do a job. We're here to get your confidence up and your self-esteem up. And I'm here to tell you what your trajectory is, should you continue on that path. Like, I'm a psychic person. Who develops people? Like, that's it. You don't need to be kissing my ass. I don't like it. And then you see the switch, you see the arrogance, you see the they get one tiny little opportunity and it goes to their head. And I ain't got to worry about it because sometimes they snap at me as well and I think, oh, mask fell off. And I think I ain't got to worry about you because you're on the trajectory of failure. You've been in the business for how long and you still haven't had a big shot at anything? You burn every bridge you come across. You think you're better than everybody else, yet you only get the small parts. Like, I see the attitude problem already. So I ain't got to worry about these people because the trajectory they're on is their own demise. And that's what I want to talk to you about is no matter what you do, you have to approach it step by step. Get those foundations in place. The minute it starts to get wobbly, the minute it goes to your head a little bit, is the minute you've betrayed yourself into a character that you think you should be, which will lead to a tower moment of it all coming down. You see it in the office, right? You have a job, someone gets promoted to team leader, and it goes to their head, And they start acting like I'm team leader. Oh, hello, I'm team leader. You're not being very professional. I've seen it with my own eyes in that shit. I'm just like, nah. And it's sooner or later, they'll get the sack or they'll leave because they'll think, nah, I need to go where I'm appreciated. And they start getting really diva-ish. And I think, uh-oh, what you've done is you've just completely self-sabotaged. You had a shot at something. And instead of approaching it with kindness, instead of approaching it with, oh my God, wow, this is just too much, and like humbleness, the self-esteem isn't there. So what you've done is you've extended yourself into a character that you think you need to be. When you were working beneath the team leader, you go, I'm not sure about myself. I'm a hard worker, I'm a real hard worker. And then they see qualities of you that you think, oh, you would make a good team leader. But it's gone to your head because you didn't believe that you could do it. So you create a false mask. You create, this is what narcissists do essentially. But anyway, they get too much airtime. But, you've created a character that you thought you had to be. Oh, okay, now I'm team leader. I have to be hard. I have to be like diva. I have to get the outfit. I have to go head to toe on a suit and a handbag, and I have to like walk around. This isn't just females, by the way, it's men as well, right? I'm just saying. And you see it all the time, and it's such a shame because I think, ah, you had an opportunity and you've just messed it up. I mean, I had the opportunity of meeting quite a distasteful person once, and she's a model, but no one's heard of her, only when you say, oh, she dated blah blah. Right? And they go, oh, okay. What the? Oh, okay. That one. Right? I'm being really careful with what I say. Now, the reason why I'm not being very kind about her on this is because she isn't a nice person. She's horrible. Like, I was like, wow. But what's happened there? She had ambition to be a model. She looks the part. But then she kind of thought, right, I'm going to sleep my way there. Or, oh, I'm going to be associated. I need to kind of attach to him. Whether that was conscious or unconscious, she attached. And then all his network, all his airtime, all his attention, she was absorbing it as if it was her own. And she was acting like a complete tool. Well, the relationship didn't last, obviously, because I mean, if I was him, I'd be like, go away. I've just worked all my whole life for this and you're taking it as your own. Now, her career has gone down and down and down and down and down. She's the destruction of her own demise there. And so, this is what happens. You have to make sure to prevent any of this behavior. And if you boil it down to its bare bones, it does require a lot of compassion. Like, I do have compassion for these people because I think at your very core, it's because your confidence in self-esteem wasn't there. But the way that you behave was very calculated. The way that you did it from then on, that was your choice. So I will judge that because you decided to be rude. You decided to slag me off in a room that I was stood and I could hear right in front of my face, And also, you just never know who anyone is. The actress who was very rude to me recently, I'm like, okay. So I have a lot of clients who are casting directors, producers. I have a lot of fingers in lots of pies, and I'm like, I won't be passing your name on anymore. Well, I won't. You've not earned it. You've not been nice. Because where does that put me, right? You're a nightmare already. You've had one tiny little part in a program, and it's gone to your head. You are going to be an absolute nightmare on set in the middle of nowhere. And you know whose name will be attached to that? Mine. No, thank you. No, thanks. So you have to make sure that your self-esteem is constantly there. You're checking your self-esteem. I get a lot of reviews, as you know, because I can't what I can't say it. Constantly post them. I get a lot of reviews. I take them for what they are, which is okay, I appreciate that feedback. And I always read them in a way which is okay, how can I improve that? Or okay, that's welcome, that's landed well. That part of myself has landed well. So I look at it from a mechanical point of view, and it's very motivational because I do always want to do better and create a ecosystem where people can lean in and out of it. I'm never going to take advantage of people. if I feel you don't need my help, then I'm not going to charge you. I don't care who you are. And it has to be home, okay, for a lot of people. So the reviews help me understand the mechanisms of that and the foundations of that home, you know. Does it go to my head? I hope not. And I hope that if I start acting like a dickhead, someone will tell me. But it's because I am aware. I'm aware of opportunities lead to other opportunities. People will open doors for you. You know, you will keep growing and growing, and things will get bigger, and people will have respect for you if they can feel that humbleness, if they can feel that kindness. I am open to speaking to every single person, but I have boundaries. I will not be pushed or manipulated, because a few people have kind of gone, "Oh, I'm just worried about you. I'm just checking in." You're not worried about me. You just want my attention because you literally checked in yesterday. And I've never given the impression that you need to worry about me. So I am aware that people will use kindness as a way in. So I do have those boundaries in place, which can give me a bit of an edge. I appreciate that. But in every single move that you make, you have to make sure that that self-esteem is there and that confidence is there. Build self-esteem, build the confidence, not the character. The minute you're building the character, you're going to be like, "Oh, I'm an actress. Oh, I'm this model that no one's heard of. And oh, I'm like the best thing ever." You have to make sure that the confidence is there. I've had a few opportunities come through and I've turned them down because I'm not there yet. Confidence-wise, I'm not there yet. And I know what will happen. I'll put on a fake facade. I'll try and fit in, and then the whole thing will come crumbling down because you need the foundations. I'll get there when I get there. You know, don't be rushing me. You know, I'm Taurus as well, so absolutely do not be rushing me. But you know, you can always tell when someone, you know, has had a humbling moment. You know, I meet pop stars all the time and they're really nice. Most of them are really nice because they've had the, well, they've got the work ethic, they've worked hard, they've been humbled. And even if they are coming from a place where people have opened doors for them, they appreciate it. You know, they've read the room. You know, there's some incredible people, but your career will last and you will outride everybody if you take your time. Good things don't come fast. Good people don't come fast. Relationships have to be built. Careers have to be built. And I see too many times people being thrown into whatever and then they build a character because no one's ready for that. And they build this character and then it all comes crashing down. And sometimes their ego is so locked in that they destroy themselves fully instead of destroying the ego that's attached to the character. So sometimes they can't separate that that character is a character. They've become so immersed in it, they become the character. It's like, but that's not you, you know? And it's such a shame. It's such a shame. But, you know, you work on yourself, you work on the self-esteem and you work on your confidence, and you will see people, places, and things and opportunities come in that line with that gracefulness and that glory that you are holding. They will align to it, and then the next step, and it will align to it, and the next step, it will align to it. You know, so you'll get there. But like I say, you know, respect, trust, honor, it all comes through a slow process. You've got to build those foundations. Don't be being divas. Whatever you do, whether it's you want to be a team leader, or whether you know you want to be on the telly, you want to be doing anything, don't be a diva. No one likes that shit. Everyone can see straight through that. They don't like it. In fact, they're probably only subscribed to see your demise. We see that a lot, right? People are like glued to see people. You know, they say, don't they? The media likes to build you up, then crash you back down. You know, so you know, people are watching not always for the best reasons. You know, so. Just build yourself up. And I feel like nowadays, with the presence of social media, everyone's their own personal celebrity now. You know, so this is very apt. You know, we're not talking about celebs versus you. It's like if you have a social media platform, you're a celebrity to somebody. Someone somewhere will be putting you on a pedestal and thinking your life is very different to what it is, because that's the impression they've got, right? So just take your time. And things will bloom. Look at nature, nothing ever rushes. You know, you need to, the trees and the plants, they need to put their roots down first, get really solid in the ground, and then they can start to build up. Anything that is built up without the roots, one blow of wind and that thing's gone. And it's exactly the same with your career, with your life, with romance. What do they say all the time of these narcissistic people, right? They come in, they love bomb, they sweep you off your feet too quick, and they want to sleep with you as well. I hate using those terms. I get really embarrassed. But it's like, yeah, I don't like talking about stuff like that. It's very private, very private. And they come in, swoop in, they want all of you so quickly so that they can beguile you, bedazzle you. You know, it's not good. They have an agenda, right? So take your time with romance, with yourself. Don't get disheartened. We're living in a really weird time at the moment where we think everything is instant, but it's an illusion. You want to lose weight? Do it one bit at a time. You want to gain weight? Do it one bit at a time. Build muscle? One bit at a time. Same with career, same with anything. But keep that grace really locked in and then you won't lose it. Honest to God. Things happen too quickly, it's going to be gone if you cannot match it with your confidence and self-esteem. All right. So, on that note, love you loads as always. As always, yeah, unquestionable.